You're listening to the Grow Further Podcast, where less is more in 2024. I'm Chris.
And I'm Ellie. Listen this season for 5-minute episodes with just a tip. Grow further with us, starting now.
All right, everybody, and hello. Welcome to the Grow Further Podcast. We are going to jump right in today with a quote. And the quote is, "How you do anything is how you do everything."
So this quote is attributed to Martha Beck, who I just discovered is like my hero. Martha Beck is a sociologist. She's an author. She's also Oprah's life coach. Like, get me that gig.
Yeah.
Right?
Seriously.
If you ever have the opportunity to check out her life story, she has a really compelling life story. She's originally from Utah, and her story is all about following your dreams and following your true self. So I trust her implicitly. And I think this quote is really interesting. How you do anything is how you do everything. And it really, like you said, has kind of forced me to think about my life and examine my life and the way I go about things and how I start my day and how I get myself motivated. Chris, comes to mind for you? What do you think of when you hear this quote?
My wife yesterday, and this is a funny story, and I'm willing to put myself out there, Ellie. I know you're already laughing.
All right.
So yesterday I got a text message from Ruby, and it was a slow motion video of her showing her side of the bed and then slowly moving over to my side of the bed. And let's just say that those images were a little different. Let's just say Ruby's side was very neat. It was very organized. My side maybe didn't have a pair of socks, just hanging out, chilling. I think that the way our physical environment is around us, our car, our, you know, nightstand, I'm looking around at my desk, right? Because that made me think, how is my workspace? I have notes everywhere. I have little sticky notes everywhere. I have coffee cups. I have things. So sometimes I feel disorganized mentally. And then I look at my environment and it's a little disorganized. So how I do anything is how I do everything. And so that was one of the takeaways for me is if I start to clean up a little bit around my area, maybe that'll help me clean up my mind too.
Thing that came to mind first for me was actually a speech that was given by Admiral William McCreevan. And it was really a speech that was talking about how to be successful throughout the day, how to be successful in your life. And he said that it all starts with making your bed in the morning.
I love that.
Right? He said, and if you haven't seen this, this is all over, you know, YouTube. You can see the entirety of the speech. And he said, start by making your bed, because if you start the day off with a win, you're more likely to continue and to have the inertia and motivation to continue to achieve wins throughout your day. So, you know, from a standpoint of how you do anything is how you do everything. If you start out your day with order, with structure, with a win, you're more likely to proceed through the day and add more wins to the list, add more structure to the list, add more consistency to the list. So, you know, if I think about how I do everything and I start breaking it apart to see how I do the little things, how detail-oriented I am, how thorough I am, how well I follow up.
Right.
I start to really see that, you know, bigger things can fall apart when you're not paying attention to those micro habits. And, you know, if we were to leave everybody with just one tip today, it would be start the day with a win. Start the day with something that enhances your motivation, that gives you the inertia that you need to be successful. Whatever win, whatever micro habit that may be, if that is how you do anything, sooner or later, you can build upon that. And that is how you will do everything.
Eventually. I love that. That was beautiful, Ellie.
Thank you.
Yeah, and maybe I would just add, maybe the tip is, hey, everybody, just go make your bed.
Yeah.
You know, if it's unmade, just try to make it. Start small, because if you start thinking about how can I tidy up every aspect of my life, I think that's overwhelming. Right.
Yeah,
so we can start with little small things that you can do intentionally to bring a little bit more structure to what may seem like chaos. But how we do anything is how we do everything. And let's start small. Let's be intentional and maybe just start with making the bed.
And between now and next time, we hope you make your bed and grow just a little bit further. Excuse me while I go make mine.
We'll see you back next time. We're going to make our beds now. All right. Bye, everybody.
This has been a CBS Health production. This episode was produced and edited by Jed Ackerman with digital support from Eva Charbonneau.
Listen, follow, and let us know what you think of the podcast by leaving a review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Grow Further podcast. See you next time.